Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, another traffic fatality in the South Bay, bringing the total to 9 in the past month alone. What is going on in San Jose? Plus, a Bay Area mask mandate could be just days away. What a UCSF expert is telling us this morning about the Delta variant. And millions of Americans at risk for eviction this morning. Why Californians still have some more time. Good morning. It's Sunday, August 1st. I'm Andrea Borba and for Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck. Darren, happy Foggust.
That was so perfectly said. Today being August 1st, we have left behind no sky July, and now it's Foggust, and the marine layer is in full effect. You can see it covering at least the top half of the Salesforce Tower. That's better than it has been over the last few mornings. We had been looking at a marine layer that was down towards the Bay Bridge. So we start out with temperatures right around 60 for most locations. We get rid of the clouds by late morning. It's only in the immediate bay right now anyway, but it'll be gone for just about everybody except the immediate coast and, you know, like the west side of the peninsula, outer Sunset. You know the drill. And it'll be sunshine and relatively cool for everybody. Upper 80s for inland parts of the Bay Area today, 70 in the heart of the bay. I'll be back with the rest of the forecast in a few minutes. Sandria, back over to you.
Thank you, Darren. New this morning, San Jose police are investigating yet another deadly hit and run in San Jose. It happened just after midnight in the area of King Road and Story Road. Police say a car struck a pedestrian and immediately fled the scene. Right now, we're waiting to hear back from San Jose police with more official information. The fatal crash marks San Jose's 34th traffic death in 2021. 14 of them have involved pedestrians. There have been 9 in the past month alone. Developing this morning, we're learning more about the murder of a teenage girl that's rocked one San Francisco neighborhood. She was sitting on a skateboard when she was shot in front of her family. It happened Friday night near the corner of Bertha Lane and Hudson Avenue in the Bayview. Another woman was also injured. KPIX 5's Da Lin has more details from the Bayview.
We're learning more about the teenage victim. After her killing, her family wrote on Instagram how much they miss her. They posted pictures and videos on a public account. It appears she was a very happy teenager who loved to sing and dance.
Y'all keep shooting these kids, man.
A skateboard left in the middle of the street. A neighbor saw the teenager sitting on her skateboard and hanging out with her family shortly before the shooting.
And I saw the little girl. I'm like, my God, somebody shot the little girl. And she was laying on the sidewalk, and all her family was there. My dad was hollering, they shot my daughter, they shot my daughter.
Police and neighbors say the father put the teenager and a 45-year-old woman who was also shot in his truck and rushed them to the hospital. Police would not say how the 45-year-old woman is related to the girl. They say the woman is in stable condition and expected to survive. Neighbors are upset and frightened by the shooting.
I don't want to go outside. I don't want to walk outside. It's scary.
It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart to hear a young baby girl playing on a skateboard got killed, minding her own business. That could have been my little girl.
Investigators say the shooting happened around 6:45 Friday evening. Police circled the 6 shell casings that they recovered. At least one shot hit a house.
We don't know if it was targeted or if it was random. What we do know is that a 16-year-old female lost her life last night in the Bayview due to gun violence, and that's why it's so important for anybody with any information to come forward.
Even though police haven't identified the victim, a family member posted videos and pictures of the girl on social media, calling the violence senseless. Neighbors say before the shooting, the teenage girl and her family were playing outside of their house like they always do. Neighbors say the family is very friendly and respectful. Always say hi and bye.
We need to look out for our children. We need to look out for our communities. The last thing that we need to be doing is letting off firearms in our own hood. We got enough problems here in the Bayview.
No suspects and no motive. Police say this is the city's 29th homicide of the year. In San Francisco, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
A man is in critical condition this morning after being stabbed in San Jose last night. The attack happened just before 6 last night along Virginia Avenue. The motive remains unclear this morning. No word yet on any suspects. Mask mandates could return to the Bay Area as early as next week. It comes after a new CDC study suggested that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant could spread the virus to others just as easily as unvaccinated people. Bay Area health officials have already recommended that people wear masks indoors, but the San Francisco health director says their health department has been discussing indoor mask mandates along with other counties. 6 counties reported more than 8,000 new COVID deaths in the last week. That's an increase of more than 30% from the previous week. We asked UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandhi about possible mask mandates.
So I do think that it's likely that counties are going to increasingly, including our own, have mask mandates. It doesn't mean that you can't do the things you were going to do. The difference is now you're going to do it with a mask.
Nationwide, new daily COVID infections are up 481% since mid-June. Daily case numbers are now higher than they were at this time last year. However, Dr. Gandhi thinks we could see some improvement over the next few months.
This has been such a roller coaster, and it keeps on going back and forth. This is the good thing, right? So the UK had about 6 to 7 weeks ahead of us. Their cases started plummeting about 10 days ago. So the same modeling is being done here. And we hope mid to late September, that's when the cases are going to plummet. Let's get through another month and a half of the pandemic, and then it will start coming down and we'll get back to a better state.
In some encouraging news, vaccination rates are raising all across the Bay Area counties. They're even been higher than the state average. According to state data, Solano County saw a 46% jump in first dose vaccinations between July 9th and July 27th. And on the fire watch, good news from the Dixie Fire Line. Some evacuation orders have been lifted. It's a welcome change after the fire grew 20,000 acres in just a matter of hours. The fire has slowed down since Friday, growing a couple of hundred acres. But some are worried the fire could flare up yet again. Containment remains stuck at 24%, and more than 10,000 structures are under threat. Check out this video of CAL FIRE airdrops. The fire has burned over 240,000 acres. That's an area 8 times the size of the city and county of San Francisco. The good news, firefighters have beefed up most of the western perimeter of the blaze near populated areas of Butte and Plumas counties. Here in the Bay Area, a brush fire forced emergency crews to shut off 2 lanes of traffic on 580 just west of Livermore yesterday. Fire crews gained control of the burn in about 30 minutes, but not before the fire scorched at least 15 acres. Going now to Capitol Hill this morning, over 3 million Americans are now at risk of being forced from their homes. The nationwide eviction moratorium expired at midnight. Lawmakers said they were blindsided by President Joe Biden's inaction as the deadline neared. Some were furious that he called on Congress to provide a last-minute solution. One lawmaker even spent the last night camping out on the Capitol steps in protest. But the White House says a recent court decision prevents another extension.
This is not okay. We cannot just allow humans, 7 million of them possibly, to over the next few weeks be sent out to the streets. Our states and our localities need to push the money out. That money has to be released.
Now, the federal government has approved over $47 billion in aid to help renters and landlords, but just a small fraction, $3 billion, has been distributed. California is one of 9 states offering eviction protections past the nationwide deadline. California's eviction moratorium has been extended through September 30th. Belmont police are asking for help this morning to find a missing mother and her 3-year-old son. 36-year-old Anna Duarte and her son, Ian, left their San Mateo home yesterday around 11 a.m. They were on their way to visit family on E Street in Belmont. Their car was parked there, but both Anna and Ian have not been seen since. If you see them or have any information, please call police.